On the show today, we have Abound Credit Union's very own Holly Sexton and Becky Aitz talking about the evolution and impact of their financial wellness initiatives, which we initially talked about this time last year, and they have tons of good news to report, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we're talking about a little financial wellness here with the fine folks from Abound Credit Union. And introductions, I'm going to start with Holly Sexton right below me. Holly, how are you?
I'm great. I think it's been about a year since we've connected on Zoom, so it's nice to see you and that everything's well. And I'm still working with Becky Aitz at Abound Credit Union on a financial wellness program.
Right on. And we're going to be talking about that today. And speaking of Becky, she's right there next to me. Becky, how are you?
Yes, I'm great. Mike, how are you?
Doing well. Happy summer to you and everybody. So hope things are going well. And I like these kind of annual visits to kind of get an update on what's going on, because about this time last year, Holly, we talked about you all embarking on this. And you guys were working with EverFi on enhancing financial literacy in the area schools there. So can you remind folks what this entailed real quick? Just kind of a quick refresher course, I guess, if you will. And then we'll dive into some details.
Yeah, sure thing. We were excited. We just met with EverFi again to talk about what next school year, which starts in about 2 weeks is coming up quick, what that looks like. And we're so proud of the work that we were able to do and help teachers during the pandemic. We did all of our training online and they were able to execute the program as planned. We weren't able to go into the classrooms, but that's okay. They still got the information to the students and now they have a foundation in financial wellness, which was the goal overall, which is great. And we plan to do that this year as well and into the spring and to expand that. So we're excited to go from elementary, some middle, and we're doing more with high schools, universities, and colleges when it comes to providing just the basics and beginning lineup online, precept on precept when it comes to financial wellness.
Mm-hmm. I'll take that for sure. I'll go back to college to get that. I'll need that for sure. So, all right. Hey, Becky. So how have these efforts evolved over the last year, especially because we went through COVID and then kind of post-pandemic efforts? What are some changes here? So how have they evolved?
Well, so one of the major things we had to do was go virtually. And while we didn't want to do that, we wanted to be in the classroom because it's so much more fun to be able to engage the students and talk with the teachers and really get a sense of, you know, how the kids are receiving the information and this new education for them. So we had to do that. It worked well for us. And for some of our schools and our markets, it was the perfect supplement to their teachers' curriculum. So worked really well. We were able to bring on more schools. We actually ended up the school year with 25 schools on the program. Wow. And for the last two school years, we have supported financial education to about 6,000 students in our markets. Good. So really proud of those efforts and being able to provide that supplemental information to the students.
Wow. I'm going to stop the interview right now and just say, hey, well done. That's pretty impressive. Oh my gosh. So, having said that, what kind of impact have you all made with these efforts, Holly? Because based on those numbers, it's a pretty significant impact, right?
It is. I think like everyone at the beginning of 2020, around the April time 2020, we had to figure out how we were going to still go forth with our plan. And the exciting thing about using a technology with financial wellness and with our EverFi friends is that we are able to provide that at no cost to the teachers and they were able to do the training on their own time. And so the impact there was students, we were hearing feedback from them through the teachers saying, this was fun. I actually enjoyed this. It was gamified. I didn't know this and now I do. And the other thing that was an outlier that was exciting is that they talked about having conversations at home, because most of them were at home, talking about money. Having some of those conversations they may have not had they not been exposed to the curriculum, which is really exciting.
I mean, how many times do you get to talk with your kids about money, you know, but having it come from your kids, not from the parents, kind of a role reversal, which is really interesting. I bet those are some pretty interesting conversations around the dinner table.
Some awkward, some hard, some good. I mean, it's just, we're just excited that it brought the opportunity home for kids to start talking about money with their families. It's exciting.
It's absolutely not a good thing. Go ahead, Becky. I'm sorry.
And well, and I just wanted to mention, so Holly was heavily involved here recently in our local school in our district with the local school system in doing their Ready Fest to prepare kids for the upcoming school year. And I went out and, you know, hung out with Holly for a little while, and you would be amazed at the parents that knew who we were, understood what we were doing. Wow. And had actually heard their children talking about it. They were like, oh yeah, my child got this last year, you know, and then they would look at their younger child and you're going to get this year. You know, I mean, so they are looking forward to it. It is definitely making a difference. So having that dinner conversation really, you know, really is meaningful, I think, you know, to be able to talk about financial education with their parents.
Yeah, well, and
absolutely.
Oh, go ahead. And the icing on the cake here is that it's coming from the credit union, which is really, really cool. It's getting your message out there too, right?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Awesome.
It
awesome.
Is. And we also offered them savings accounts. So we gave them $5 abound bucks, and they were able to bring those into branches and start saving money. And again, continuing that conversation and turning it into action and saying, this is fun. I want to do this. And we were just pumped to be able to do that at our branches.
Nice. Well done. So what's next for your credit union's financial initiatives, Becky? What's on the docket here?
Well, so some of the things that we're already doing that we're going to continue to expand are working with some of the colleges and universities. So we have a platform that we rolled out last year to our local community college, and that also is through EverFi, and we were able to roll that out to the students there, and they took advantage of it. And there are a couple of colleges and universities that we're going to be now working with in the classroom with breakout sessions. Last year, we provided some of those virtually. For example, we provided an accounting class or an accounting presentation to an accounting class in a business forum for one of the local high schools.
Okay, very
and
nice.
And we'll be doing the same with some of the colleges and university. We'll be working with incoming freshmen, doing breakout sessions, and then in the fall and in the spring semesters, we'll be offering some, you know, different financial education presentation breakout sessions there as well for the entire student body.
Nice.
So really just kind of taking it to the next level.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you consider that. And, you know, we still I don't know if you all got into this at all last year, but, you know, it's part of my passion. We still every year offer what we call our veteran to entrepreneur workshop, where we even touch veterans in our communities where they can come in if they're interested in opening their own business. They can even come in and take part in our half day workshop that we do. Mm-hmm. And this is an ongoing annual event that we do. We'll be doing this in the upcoming fall, probably around November timeframe.
Okay. Oh, and before the recording, before I forget, you guys mentioned a mandate or funding, you're mandating the, oh gosh, I'm getting all confused. I apologize.
Yes. No, that's okay. So several years ago, the state mandated financial education for high school students. And so by the time they graduated, they had to have this financial education, you know, under their belt. That was an actual graduation requirement.
Good.
But it was not funded.
Oh.
So the credit unions in the state of Kentucky pulled together and we are funding those efforts.
Wow.
So we're really proud of that.
Oh, that's awesome. What a great step in the right direction. So, so cool. Hey, I'm going to get it from the credit. I want to turn to the credit union perspective. Holly, what advice would you have for other credit unions looking out there, looking to do something similar here? Because it sounds like you guys have really, you know, pardon the saying, but you guys have struck gold here. There's something really cool going on here. The momentum's really picking up steam here for sure. So what advice would you have for credit unions who want to do something similar in their neck of the woods?
I would advise going to your branches and those people in your branches, maybe your branch managers, those people that get out in the community, that know teachers, they know what the needs are in the community, connect with them. So have your EVP connect with those people and say, who do you know? What do they need? Let's meet with them and really utilize your branch managers and those people on the ground in the counties that you serve or the areas that you serve to deepen the relationships, and it increases your branding. It's a win-win for the credit union, and you're really connecting with people in your community on a deeper level and empowering your branch manager.
Yeah. And it's a win for the kids too, in the community. So, I mean, here we go again, you know, everybody wins. So good stuff. All right. Last question here. I always ask a kind of a wrap up question here. So Becky, I'm gonna let you go first. Anything else here to wrap up?
You know, as Holly said, I think it's really important to get out in the communities. You know, I can just give a couple quick examples. Sure. Where we have you know, very rural areas, and our branch teams are getting out in those areas and helping the teachers, you know, in their come back to school efforts. So, you know, providing a cookout and food for them, and just connecting and helping them in any way they can. Mm-hmm. On that first week coming back. And then what we've done recently that I'm really proud of is we had a PC refresh where, you know, we went through and updated all of our team members' PCs. So we had all these PCs that, you know, they were still, pretty good PCs, yeah. You know, that could be used for something. Right. So we wiped those clean, about 150 PCs, and we're donating those to, wow, some of the school districts in our markets. And I can tell you, they've been very well received. We're really, really excited about the ability to be able to do that and share with our communities.
Oh, what a great move. What a great way to kind of refresh not only your PCs, but to add to the community and get them all connected as well. Good stuff. Holly, anything else to add to wrap up here?
I'll say too, with the PCs, we were filling in a gap there. So there's all these awesome outliers that happen that are kind of, they weren't part of our original plan, but they're happening, and it's so exciting. I did find out, and Becky found out in our year review for our data and how we were connecting with schools, that we are largely serving schools who have students receiving free and reduced lunch. So that made me feel good that we are reaching those communities with our financial education programs. So big, big win for our schools.
Yeah, you guys are on a scale of 1 to 10 in the cool department. You guys are definitely at a 10 doing this type of work. So congratulations. I mean, because I remember, I mean, this is such a factoid little tiny story, but I remember back in the third grade, we learned how to write checks. And I'll never forget that, you know? I mean, not that I'm writing checks now, who is? But but
we still teach about that. Just we have one slide. We're like, okay, this is what you do.
But that little nugget of information has stuck with me, you know, for 100 years, you know? So it's just that type of financial information. I mean, just think of what you guys are doing in your neighborhood or in your communities with this type of information, and how it's, you never know what's going to stick. You know, so it's really neat. So anything helps out here, and you guys are right there, definitely pushing that envelope here. So good stuff. So I'm going to let you guys get back to work, because it sounds like you got a lot to do. So I want to keep
you from
it. But thank you for your time today. I really, really enjoyed it.
Thank you.